We were, prior to Katrina, a very, really low-key player. I mean, we provided culturally competent care, but we were at the Chinese Community Center only on about a monthly basis, using almost all volunteer physicians and nurses. And then when Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, there were, I think there's been estimated like 20,000-30,000 people who fled over here that were of Southeast Asian, mostly Vietnamese. Anyway, they came to Houston because they heard on the Vietnamese radio that if you go to Hong Kong Mall, you'll find people who will provide you with food and clothing and shelter and help you out. Now, everybody else that spoke English was going to George R. Brown or, you know, someplace else because they could understand that. But all these people were coming to Hong Kong Mall. Well, one of our partners in the community is Boat People SOS, and they had an office there. And we said, hey, do you need medical services? We'll come set up a clinic over there. And so it was really good. They wanted us to, because several of these people had fled very quickly. They had medical needs. They left behind their medicines and all like this. And so we set up shop over there, and we started operating a little makeshift clinic there. And it saw over 3,000 people in like 6 weeks. So it was very much needed. And from what we understand, we saw more people than any other community health center in Houston during that period of time. So anyway, what we did is we slowly shifted our operations from there to back to the Chinese Community Center. We started telling the patients, we'd love to see you still, but you got to come over to that office now. Some of the things that happened during that time too was we really caught the attention of a lot of the local health organizations, and they sent in some docs and nurses to help us out. They gave us a lot of supplies. In fact, we had to get a warehouse to put some of the supplies that they gave us. It was so much stuff they gave us. And I guess the end of the story is, I have collected and analyzed the data of the major healthcare needs of that community. I tried to publish it once, and it was rejected. I need to revise and resubmit. And so I need to do that. Anyway, there was some informal, not peer-reviewed reports that were done that included what we did during that time. And then I think the last thing I want to just tell you about that is that that we still have people who we met through Katrina that come all the way from New Orleans or Louisiana to still see us on a regular basis because they loved our staff so much and the services. You can't find that in Louisiana.